Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Surely this is an authentic cri de cœur, if ever there was one, a cry from the heart and straight from the heart of Jesus. My God, why have you forsaken me? This cry made by Jesus as he was dying on the cross made such an impression on his followers that it was preserved and transmitted in the native Aramaic language of Jesus to emphasize its crucial importance and to emphasize its authenticity. And so we have, at the heart of the core story of our faith, this profound and universal cry of the human heart. My God, why have you forsaken me? Now, there are plenty of ways to understand or to describe the phenomenon of the Christian faith. One of those ways is to see our faith as a response to our common experience of hardship and suffering, a response which faces the hard things head on, but defiantly and courageously refuses to allow the forces of oppression to have the last word. And this is, of course, the theme of the story of Good Friday and Easter. And this is the theme that we are lifting up today. And so we go into some stories of hardship and abandonment, some experiences of sibling human beings in our world today, a story that is echoed also in the experience of Mother Earth itself. And we hear these stories today as an acknowledgement of the harsh realities that are part of our collective experience. We hear these stories in solidarity with the experience of the crucified Jesus, or better, we affirm that the crucified Jesus hangs on the cross in solidarity with us. And then we will also be able to celebrate just a few days from now that the forces of oppression do not have the last word, that we can be part of a powerful movement to seek justice, live love, and celebrate abundant life.